And elsewhere, tensions are running high in Egypt following the enforcement of a new law criminalizing demonstrations without permits. The prosecutor general has ordered a four-day detention for 24 activists arrested during protests against the controversial law. The prosecutor also issued arrest warrants for two leading activists accused of inciting demonstrators. Meanwhile, witnesses say 10 female detainees were released in the desert in the middle of the night. On Tuesday, security forces used water cannons to disperse demonstrators outside Cairo's upper house of parliament. The protesters denounced a proposed constitutional amendment for allowing military courts to try civilians. Egypt's crackdown on protesters has drawn criticism from the UN's High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay, as well as leading Human Rights Watch, Amnesty International. Press TV's Karim Gamaluddin joins us now from the Egyptian capital, Cairo. Karim, welcome to the program. Tell us about this recent statement from the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, putting a big question mark, so to say, over the new anti-rally in Egypt. And how does this new anti-protest law look like overall for the military-backed interim government through the eye of the international community?
Indeed, Bordia, the military-appointed interim government is holding a meeting right now to discuss the security situation in Egypt and the ramifications of the anti-protest law that has sparked criticism from both the parties across the spectrum. Even those who had backed the military following the June 30th protest that has
the toppling of Mohamed Morsi by the army on July 3rd. So wide-scale condemnations, Bardia, are pouring in as a result of this anti-protest law that has been ratified by the military-appointed president, Adli Mansour, last weekend. And many of the politicians and the observers are saying that this anti-protest law will spark further criticism against the military-appointed government, as it is giving the security forces an umbrella to further crack down on the anti-coup demonstrators and of those protesters who are critical of the government. And the videos and the pictures that have surfaced the internet, as well as social networking websites of yesterday's protest outside the Shura Council, and how the security forces dealt with these protests, and images showing security forces harassing women and even men has caused even the extreme rage and disappointment among many ordinary Egyptians who believe that the 25th of January revolution has took a detour, a major derailment from the path of the January 25th revolution, as they deem that this anti-protest law is a crackdown on freedom of speech and freedom of expression, which was one of the main demands and objectives of the January 25th revolution that has ousted longtime dictator Hosni Mubarak. Another thing, Bardia, that is causing criticism against the military-appointed government is that the human rights advocates are saying one of the main reasons that made the army topple Mohamed Morsi on July 3rd were the June 30th protests, where the Egyptians took to the streets in their thousands in Cairo's Tahrir Square and in other places across the country. And as a result, the army said that they have toppled Mohamed Morsi. So how can the military-appointed government now, being in power, issue such a law highly restricting against protests that brought them, that brought the military-appointed government to power? So the anti-protest law is causing extreme criticism and disappointment among many Egyptians here. Yes,
thank you very much, Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV's correspondent, joining us from the Egyptian capital, Cairo.